RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Go really electric with an EV or plug-in hybrid from the Kia e-range.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
And at 25 to 9, Des is here with the sports news.
Hi, Anya. Well, sporting drama last night. It doesn't bring much more attention than the penalty shootout in the Europa League final.
As it was Manchester more like an opera final, really, wasn't it? The tragedy at
yeah.
the end.
But well, there always is. I mean, the thing about a penalty shootout is it tends to come down on one fella who carries the can as the person who missed the penalty. But Manchester United were beaten 11-10 on penalties. That was the big thing that so many people scored after the game had finished in a 1-1 draw. The Manchester United goalkeeper, David De Gea, was that player on the pitch who didn't score, the only one, at the end of the penalty shootout. We saw Villarreal dash United's hopes of glory in Gdansk. Villarreal is a very small town in Spain, only a population of 50,000. So they're a complete contrast to the big money Manchester United club. Now, the game itself was a disappointing contest. It lacked quality, produced only 3 shots on target across the 120 minutes, which included extra time. But then the drama arrived with the spot kicks. All 20 outfield players converted their penalties in the longest shootout in the final of any UEFA competition. So it came down to the goalkeepers. And in an increasingly tense stadium, the Villarreal goalkeeper Rulli blasted home his effort, and then it was up to David De Gea.
Rulli's just converted his. Now he hopes to be the hero to save it from David De Gea. David De Gea runs up now, right-footed, Rulli makes the save away towards his left. He is the hero for Villarreal. It is a fairy tale for Villarreal, but David De Gea is the fall guy on a nightmare night for Manchester United. And Villarreal, for the first time in their 98-year history, celebrate winning the 2021 Europa League final, and wild celebrations and tears of joy as Unai Emery has won the Europa League for the fourth time in his career. But it's ultimate disappointment for Manchester United.
Yeah, it certainly is. Solskjaer's side didn't start well. They fell behind to a soft goal from Gerard Moreno. Edinson Cavani dragged United level 10 minutes into the second period after a Marcus Rashford shot had been deflected. But United failed to build on that momentum. Villarreal got on top in extra time. And the general consensus this morning is that Villarreal were tactically better than United. So as they face another season without a trophy, questions are inevitably raised about their manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And this is how he reacted to some tough questioning on BT after the game.
It's very easy in hindsight to talk about many things. Do you regret anything, any decisions tonight from your side?
Now is not the time to point a finger on what I would have done different, but when you come out with no trophy, you've not done everything right.
Is this Manchester United side that you have, this squad that you have, is it ready to win big titles next season?
Well, we're getting closer and closer and better. Of course, we're one kick away today to have a trophy and a good night. But we've got to, as I said early on here, we've got to have the desire to come back next year and make sure we improve, get better, and then that'll be the margins. The only way to get the margins your side is to work harder and better.
Can you call this season successful for Manchester United?
No.
How do Manchester United make that step, in your opinion?
We need to get better. Simple as. We've done really well this season. Coming through, you know, the start was really difficult. We had no pre-season whatsoever and lost 3 of the first 6 games, all of them at home. We pushed in the league, maybe got closer to the top than we thought at that point, and we got to a final. But you need to win these finals to make it a good season.
Just finally, do you believe that there are the characters in this dressing room to lead Manchester United back to glory?
Yeah, of course. Of course, we missed 2 big ones today with Fred and Harry. But that's, you know, we're building a strong squad, competitive squad. The spirit in the squad is really good, and they're gutted in there, of course. But now is not the time to analyse the whole season. Of course it isn't.
No, but it will be getting analysed today, unfortunately for him. And the whole managerial merry-go-round speculation continues today because Antonio Conte has left his role as Inter Milan despite leading them to the Italian league title just a couple of weeks ago. His exit comes amid a reported disagreement with the club's owners over finances and the need to cut costs and sell players this summer. Conte's name now being linked with the vacancy at Tottenham and possibly at Real Madrid, as speculation continues to grow this morning about the future of Zinedine Zidane. A lot of speculation that he is going to leave. In cycling, Ireland's Dan Martin claimed a fabulous solo victory on stage 17 of the Giro d'Italia, his first stage win at the event. The Irish rider now has stage wins at all three Grand Tours. He moves up to 11th place overall. The Colombian rider Egan Bernal still holds a 2 minutes and 21 second overall lead. And finally for now, a reminder that racing today is in Limerick and the first race is off at 4:20.